Joseph Campbell explained that the hero's journey archetype is happening in stories all around us. It's the basis of our favorite TV shows, our favorite movies, our favorite books. And so I want you to choose your favorite story and analyze it for the stages and steps of the hero's journey. How does the story of your favorite hero fit this archetype? Where do they experience their call to adventure? What about their ultimate boon? I think that it's going to help you understand this archetype a little bit better. And as we read and learn about new heroes, you're going to be able to automatically identify those steps and stages. So to help you out a little bit, let's take a look at a story that I know you're all familiar with because you read it in seventh grade if you attended Baker, which was Holes by Louis Sacker. Joseph Campbell explains that at the beginning of a hero's journey, we see our character or our hero typically living a very mundane life. They're unhappy in some way. And that's very true of our hero in Holes, which is Stanley Yelnats. Stanley's family is very poor. Stanley is a little bit overweight. He's very insecure. And his family has actually been cursed. So we see him in this mundane life. And then he gets his call to adventure. And the call to adventure is described as a wake-up call. It's something that tells our hero that their life is about to change, even though they may not always be aware that that's what this means. And for Stanley, that comes in the form of a pair of sneakers that falls off a bridge and onto his head, doesn't know where they came from, and he thinks he's lucky, picks them up, takes them, but unfortunately for Stanley, these sneakers have been stolen, and they belong to Clyde Sweetfeet Livingston, who, ironically, is Stanley's hero. And so he is arrested, and he has to go to court and talk about this situation because he was caught red-handed. He had them. And so we have this refusal of the call then, where Stanley obviously does not want to receive punishment. He does not want to go to jail. And the judge actually sentences him to time at Camp Green Lake, which is a juvenile detention camp. And Stanley doesn't actually want to go there either, but he figures he's never really been to camp. He guesses it's okay. And then his journey begins. We see him getting on a bus and leaving the world that he knows, the life that he knows, and entering into the strange and unknown world, which is Camp Green Lake. So the adventure begins at that point. Once Stanley is at Camp Green Lake, we see his road of trials. So the road of trials are different challenges and things that a hero needs to overcome. And often on this road of trials, we see our hero introduced to friends and enemies. And so friends, we have Zero or Hector, who becomes Stanley's good friend, and in a lot of ways is his mentor. And then we also have the villains such as Mr. Sir and the Warden, who are obviously our evil presence. They can't be trusted. They're kind of out to get Stanley. And then challenges that he faces. So he faces multiple challenges with an interactions with the Warden, with Mr. Sir, with the other boys at camp, the fact that he has to dig holes. The list kind of goes on and on. So from here, I'm going to pause because some of you might be putting the pieces together now and seeing where other things fit. And I want to give you the opportunity to use this story if you'd like. So just remember that for any of your analysis, you need to provide evidence, and you can cite something. You can quote it from the book if you would like to do it that way. You can use photos from the movie, screenshots, and you can also use video from the movie as well. Just make sure you cite your sources using our MLA guidelines. Okay, so good luck. I know that you can do this, and it's going to be awesome.